glory, honor, power. They cry, holy, holy Lord, the only wise God, the only wise King. To the worship leader, the Reverend Bill Drummond, ministers of the gospel, leadership members, choir ensemble, the AV worship team, and to our church family and visitors and friends who are worshiping with us online, grace and peace be unto you. Why be down when you can look up and see God and know that without a shadow of a doubt, your help is on the way? I don't know how, but I have a feeling that everything is going to be all right. The scripture reading this morning is found in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8. The word of the Lord, read on the wise. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be unto God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Justice was rendered on Wednesday, April the 21st, 2021, in the trial of Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty of the murder of George Floyd. However, injustice continues for the African Americans with a lack of genuine equality in the form of health care, in the form of wealth, in the form of education. Social and economic injustice, voter suppression, and systematic racism. And yet, the junior senator from the state of South Carolina would have you to believe that we should ignore racism in our country. And he conveniently left out that the ballot drop boxes in the state of Georgia has been severely limited in the predominantly African-American communities. This was said in the rebuttal to our president's State of the Union speech. Satan, for one, is delighted in such confusion by South Carolina junior senator. Satan, for one, is delighted in the area of the State of the Union for our African-American communities. And Satan, for one, is delighted with the plight of God's people. So we know that the Bible is true. Satan is right now sowing weeds among the wheat of God's people and God's kingdom. When was the last time we prayed for protection from Satan? When was the last time that we were worried that we might be tempted by him? This morning, I dropped by to inform some and remind others. Help me, Holy Spirit, to preach your holy word. That when you look deeper than CNN, When you look deeper than the New York Times, you will find that Satan is playing a role in causing chaotic struggle, causing chaotic pain in the world events. When you dig deeper spiritually, you'll find that Satan oftentimes creates confusions in the body of Christ. But last but not least, Satan is causing struggles for many in the lives of God's children. Lifted from our text, found in 1 Peter 5 and 8, I wish to use for a subject this morning, dancing with the devil. Dancing with the devil. You see, the closer you are to God, the more of a threat you are to Satan. He wants to move in and move when you move. He wants to be in the same space as you. Wherever you go, he wants to go. He wants to be in sync with you, step by step by step. He wants to infiltrate your song. He wants to express his ideas into your mind. He wants to transfer his thoughts into your emotions. Can I get a witness? And he wants to release negative energy into your spirit. He wants to plant an ungodly seed. He wants to take an effort to plant an ungodly seed in your soul. And he wants you to be delightfully overtaken. He wants you to enjoy the process. He wants to falsely lure you in without you even knowing it. And that process that Satan deals with God's people for the purpose of this sermon, I choose to call it dancing with the devil. Help me, Holy Ghost. Preach your holy word. The devil wants you to think just a little red wine, I'll be fine. He wants you to have in your mind a twisted reality. He wants to bend it to a point of hopelessness. He wants to lead you into an entrapment of insanity. He wants you to believe that I told you I was okay, but I was lying. The devil don't want you to be sober, don't want you to be vigilant, don't want you to realize I was dancing with the devil out of control, being devoured by my adversary, and I didn't even know it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Preach your holy word. The devil will use his four-step attack, his four-step Christian plan. First of all, he will question God's word. Then he will question God's love. Then he will set sail and create a denying of the word. And last but not least, he will then substitute God's truth with his lies. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Wherever God plants his seed, Satan is by. When God plants his seed, Satan steps up to plant what? His weeds. Oh, yeah, when you see God's seeds, there will be Satan weeds. And we know the seed is, and we know who the planter is. Can I get a witness? I was dancing with the devil. out of control. Almost made it to heaven. It was closer than you know. The Bible says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against the forces of this darkness, against the spiritual force of wickedness in heavenly places. The enemy of our spiritual war is the devil and his demons. And they are located in heavenly places. Not in hell, like some would want you to believe. But the good news is God and his son Jesus and the good angels all reside in heavenly places. Can I get a witness? Remember that Satan is a defeated foe. His destiny is the lake of fire. Meanwhile, your father promised that he will allow no temptation without giving you the strength to defeat it. The moment the enemy appears in your life, stand on that promise. You have a victory which is guaranteed by God. I was playing with the enemy. I was gambling with my soul. It's so hard to say no when you're dancing with the devil. But be not amazed. God has not forgotten you. He knows what you're going through, and he's transforming you in his likeness. For the word says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternally weight of glory. So resist him in not your strength, but resist him in God's strength. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Peter exhorts us, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in your faith. It's so hard to say no when you're dancing with the devil. I thought I knew my limits. Yeah. I thought that. I thought I could quit it. Yeah, I thought that. But the word says, but we have this treasure in earthly vessels that the excellence of power of God may be of good and not of us. You see, it ain't about you. It's about God. It ain't about your strength. It's about God. It ain't about your power. It's about God's power. You got all the power in the world. You have to call upon the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost, to preach your holy word. Do it now, Reedy River. Do it now. It will never be easier to refuse sin than when it first appears in your mind and in your heart, and in the body of Christ. Do it now, Reedy River. Don't fight back with your strength. Don't fight back with your resolve. Give that temptation, give that struggle, give that confusion immediately to the Father. And ask him for his power. Ask him for your victory. Then his power will be your power. His strength will be your strength. His mercy will be your mercy. His grace will be your grace. His word will be your word. His love will be your love. His understanding will be your understanding. His wisdom will be your wisdom. His ability to love and forgive will be your ability to love and forgive.
His acknowledging will allow you to acknowledge I was wrong and you were right, but I'm going to get back on this race and I'm not going to quit. And I'm going to look forward to the day of not dancing with the devil anymore. I thought I could walk away easily. But here I am. Falling down on my knees. Praying for better days to come. To wash this pain away. Lord, could you please forgive me? For the word said, blessed is the man who endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to them that love him. Reedy River, never give up. You're in this battle until you go to God, or unless God comes to you, Satan will tempt you. Jesus was tempted at the beginning of his ministry and at the end. And that means he will tempt you coming and going. Tempt you in the morning, tempt you at noon, tempt you at nighttime, on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and he don't take Sunday out. He's ready to tempt you right now. Hallelujah. Every time that temptation strikes, every time that struggle returns, give it to your God. Discouragement is of the devil. Guilt is of the enemy. But grace is greater than him. Grace is greater than sin. I thought I could just quit. I thought I could just walk away. That it would be so easy to quit and walk away. But I had to get down on my knees. I had to start praying for better days to come and wash this pain away. Lord, I ask you again to please forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry for dancing with the devil, casting down imaginations. Hallelujah. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Where has the tempter found you today? Is he sowing weeds of deception? Is he sowing weeds of manipulation into your soul? And I want to remind you, if you're dancing with the devil, he will eventually want to leave. If you're dancing with the devil, he'll eventually want to leave. You move, he moves. You step, he step. You think, he thinks. Hallelujah. There is nothing good that comes out of dancing with the devil. He will take you further than you want to go, deeper than you want to go, out yonder than you want to go, more debt than you want to take on, more conflict than you want, more confusion than you need, more pain than you can stand, more guilt than you can withhold, more sin, more sorrow, more misunderstanding, more hatred, more jealousy, more confusion, more backbiting, more stabbing, more tripping, more camouflaging, that which he's trying to do. I want to remind you this morning, there's a cost to pay when you're dancing with the devil. And I want to say that cost many times is more than you or I is willing to pay. But victory is mine. Victory is mine in the power of God, both now and forevermore. Both now and for eternity. Take your temptation to Jesus. Just get me to Jesus. Run to him right now. Ask for his wisdom. Ask for his encouragement. Ask for his resolve. Ask for his love. Ask for his willingness. Ask for his instruction. Ask for his power. Ask for his direction. Ask for the will. Ask for what it is that you have me to do. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on to that light. So when Satan asks you for a dance, turn him down immediately. Say to him, already have a date with the Lord. He's my friend. With the Lord, he's my power. With the Lord, he's my all and all. At this time, we extend an invitation to the Bishop Isaac J. McCullough to come forth in his own unique way to bless us with the song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Lead Me On, Let Me Stand. I am tired and I am weak.